Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Strategies of Success. Today's program, we're going to really talk about location. And, of course, that message, what it is that you're trying to accomplish. But location, if you're real estate, right, it's location, location, location. Well, if you're running a business, it's really super important to be in the right spot. And what that right spot is all dependent upon what kind of a company you have. So think about this from your own perspective, is where are your clients? Now, obviously, if you have an online business 100%, you're going to say it doesn't matter. It does matter. Your online presence is your location, and that is super important. If you're focusing on the business community, maybe being inside of a business complex or an office building is the place to go. If it's retail and you're serving the community, where should you be? Obviously, you should be right in the middle of your community. Now, there's a club that I belong to, Toastmasters, and I love the organization, love our club. We're in a great spot, but we're not in the most convenient of spots. And I'll take the blame for that because it's part of my doing as to why we are located there. But we're trying to be in a more strategic location, something that comes close to what our guest has done, because she has taken her company and she has placed it in the most strategic location because it is where the clients are. It is where the people that she is serving located all the time. It's something that they're always going through. It's something they're always passing by. So it becomes top of the mind if you want to look at it from a marketing perspective. But most important, it becomes very convenient for your clients to come and see you. So who are we talking to? We are talking to nurse practitioner Mildred Ehrenfeld, who is with Nightingale Management Services, and she has taken her business to where her clients are. And Mildred, I want to thank you so much for joining us today, for sharing your story, but also for doing what you do. And that really is bringing your business, bringing your services directly to the people who you are looking to serve, but who really will benefit from working with somebody like you. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be with us on Strategies of Success.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a great opportunity to let our community know that we're available from 9 in the morning to 9 at night, 7 days a week, inside Kmart in Farmingville. And we have full service of healthcare, prenatal care, which we find to be very convenient for working women. They don't have to take off from work to come and see for their provider. We're associated with the university hospitals in the area. And we are electronic health records that are portaled to other providers so that there's continuity of care. We afford lectures in our waiting area on diabetes, and we work in conjunction with other organizations to bring their information about healthcare.
Yeah. And what I really found interesting, well, there's a couple of different aspects of it. Obviously, on the healthcare side of things, you know, the fact that you're making it super easy for people to come and see you, I think is great. So you're located inside of one of the retail stores, and this is over in Farmingville. And, you know, so those that are have that time constraint, I'd like to go, but I can't go because I got everything going on and I'm so rushed. So you certainly have made it easier for them. But let's just clarify exactly what services, you know, that you're looking to, you know, to focus on with people. You want to be the first person that they're going to see when it comes to getting medical care, but also preventative medical care.
Yes. So ours is not a stand-up mini clinic just for urgent care. We're a medical home base, and we take pride in that, having a long-term relationship with our patients or customers. And we are seeing newborns and prenatal and adults, preventative care. But we also take walk-ins if you happen to have an earache and we have an opening. We're happy to take people that are new to our practice and may not come back again. They may be out here on vacation or visiting a relative. So we do accommodate that. We are recently found out that we've been approved to have the WIC Center be aligned with us and share the same space. So this will afford more continuity of care for patients and allow people to save time in their daily life, which all of us are under constraints. So that's what we look forward to doing, preventative care with continuity.
Right. And the people that you are serving, do you find that you are, well, are you replacing or are you supporting the primary care physician? Because it seems like you're so convenient. I, you know, it's great that people can come in, they, you know, get the information they need.
People do come here. Yeah, people, we are a primary care provider, and we serve hours that are extended. So therefore, sometimes we are seeing another primary care's patient rather than going to an emergency room, and then we do share that data back with their primary care so they don't have to switch to us, and some opt to. So it varies from patient to patient. There's a need in the community to reduce the use of emergency rooms, and we are taking pride in being able to do that.
Yeah, I could see the insurance companies loving this kind of a setup because it's so much more expensive on their side. And let's just make the assumption that everybody has insurance, but it's so much more expensive to go into an emergency room to get care where it's something that you could provide. How has that conversation gone with the insurance companies? Supportive of what you're doing? Do you work with them directly?
Yes, we work. We take all insurances, and that has been working well. But what's really important about reducing the usage of emergency rooms is that when someone has had a terrible car accident or they're having a heart attack, that the emergency room is free to deal with those patients rather than deal with an earache, and so it allows the system to flow better. Also, one of the things that we are very happy to be providing is the usage of student nurse practitioners coming and doing their clinical rounds through us and allowing them to develop a sense of autonomy in a freestanding site that they wouldn't particularly have if they were just doing their clinicals to a hospital or a university setting. So we're very happy to help nurses have autonomy within their nursing profession.
Right. And my follow-up question with that one, of course, is going to be, you know, the mentoring. How much of a mentor do you become when it comes to their whole career? But let's, before we address that one, let's go back over yours, because you have been in the medical system, you're serving the medical industry for quite a while in different capacities. Can you just give us a brief of your own background, and then we could discuss, you know, the mentoring of these new nurses that are coming into the system looking to serve the people that really do need to be served, you know, all local communities.
Well, we might not have time in this show to go back on my history because I've been around for quite a while. However, I started as a nursing assistant in Pilgrim State, and at that time there were no certifications, and you could start very young. And while I was still in high school, I then went on to become a LPN and an RN through Suffolk Community College system. And then I decided I would go into teaching, and I went to City College, then went back into nursing through a government-funded program for the first class going through to become nurse practitioners through Downstate. And I did that program, and we marched with Gloria Steinem for women's rights and all human rights at that time in the 60s. And we then knew that as nurses we could hang our shingles. And it's been a journey in that originally Medicare didn't allow nurse practitioners to bill, and then we fought for that. And it's been a pioneering experience over a 30-year period, and very rewarding. And so that's my journey to becoming a nurse practitioner.
Yeah. And that's where the passion comes from. I love the fact that you went to school and then went back to the nursing profession, being a nurse practitioner. And, of course, Gloria Steinem with women's rights empowering or showing women, or showing nurse practitioners, I can't even say that, she's showing nurse practitioners, you know, that they to run their own facilities and to really manage their own careers and take control of their own careers is so incredibly important. How much is that factoring in when it comes to you mentoring the nurse practitioners that are coming through your facility today that you're helping to lead on their career path?
Well, it's been said back to me after the students have gone through that it has been a broader experience than they had perhaps within a facility that was not run by nurse practitioners. We are in this facility here actually working to develop a curriculum to go within the nursing program, nurse practitioner programs, to develop a sense of ownership of a business and what that entails, and also making decision-making processes. So that has been a focus that we're working on right now. So as we expand, there'll be practitioners ready to take this on at other sites.
And there's a lot that goes into, you know, we're speaking to entrepreneurs and people that are serving the, you know, the various communities that they're in, be it through nonprofits, of a wide variety of different sources. There's a different mindset when it comes to operating a business, and you are operating a business besides serving the community, serving your clients, serving the patients. This is part of what you explained to everybody, that there is, you know, different ways of looking at things. Not that service should be sacrificed in any way. I don't mean that. But there still is the responsibility of turning on the lights, making sure everything's clean, making sure this happens and that happens.
Well, absolutely. Matter of fact, I was just reading in a travel nurse advertisement to recruit nurses about the concept of flexibility. Each institution that you work in has their own set of bylaws, and they're basically the same, but there are variations. Just the forms that you're using may vary, or the electronic health record system. So you have to have a flexibility built into your core curriculum that you're learning, that what you're learning in this specific site is not necessarily going to be what's going to happen in the next place that you work. Explain that to people is very important, because you would assume that people would understand that, but if you haven't been experienced in other sites, you may not ever be aware of that. So those are concepts that we're working on, but also there is a difference in an employee's mindset and an entrepreneurial mindset. And basically, I think that entrepreneurials enjoy the challenges and like to figure out how they're going to circumvent a situation or utilize something that's negative and turn it into positive. And so it's more of a challenge, and certain personality types are more suited for that. So those are areas that we should explore early on as nurses look at all the options they have. One wonderful thing about nursing is there are many, many hats you can wear once you become a nurse. It's a wonderful profession because of all the available pathways one can take. You can go into research, education, entrepreneurship. It's a really wonderful profession.
Yeah, and in some cases, as you kind of alluded to before, even event planner. You mentioned that you have different people come in and able to use your facility to educate the community again on different aspects.
Yes, so different organizations will come in and maybe they want to speak about diabetes, or they want to give information about access to mental health facilities, and we encourage that in our waiting area, and it's been very supported through the agency, the facility that we're in. So we are really working on continuity of care and not having duplicity in care so that the cost is reduced to our whole community as a whole.
Right. Now, as you had mentioned before, you're working with other people's primary care physicians or supplementing what it is that they are doing there. But when it also comes to the hospitals, and it seems like many doctors are affiliated with a single hospital. Is that what you are also kind of set up as, where you're affiliated with a hospital, or are you working with the hospitals within the community?
We try to work within the hospital, within the community that we're located, so that it's easier for our patients. So each of our providers that work within the facility may have an association with a different hospital. So we try to keep an open door to all hospitals that are in our vicinity or in our range.
Right, which sounds like from the people that you're serving, it's one less hurdle that some people need to get through, you know, finding the right doctor with the right hospital, making sure the insurance covers absolutely everything. A lot of that could be taken care of or at least acknowledged, if somebody's coming in. But
We have on staff a gal who just dedicates herself to referrals, and we try to keep up with finding out what insurance companies are going to what provider and what hospital, although that does change constantly. However, when we need to send a patient to a specialist or for a modality of x-rays or something, we definitely try to see that their insurance, if they have insurance, is matching where we're offering to send them. And we always give them three options, if we can find three options for them, so that they have a choice of where they want to go. So we're not affiliated with one entity. Because we're basically saying, here we'll try to cut down the red tape for you here, but that's up to you where you ultimately want to go, and that's worked out fine so far.
Yeah, no, I love your honesty when it comes to using the word try. You know, the insurance industry has been changing and changing so unbelievably rapidly that the suggestion has been, if you're going to go to see your primary care physician, you want to call, make sure they're still in whatever plan that you're in, because it changes so much, let alone the referrals or where you're going beyond it. So that is great that you have somebody that's fully dedicated, you know, to helping work through that maze of the insurance industry.
Well, it actually, to be truthful, it makes it a lot easier for us, because if a patient gets somewhere and they can't be seen, it means that they have to come back and sit down, and we have to work that through. And also another problem that with insurance is that it's possible that if you were a hospital may take your insurance, but the anesthesiologist doesn't. So those are things that people really have to be cognizant of and have to be their own advocate, because the industry is complicated.
Very. And that's a very difficult thing to do, is to know who, you know, once you're in the hospital, who's going to be treating you and whether or not you're covered by them. You got to put your own little clipboard at the front of the bed and say, hey, insurance. If yes or no, you know, then we'll go, here comes the next question as you're sitting there trying to get some sleep after analyzed.
Our main idea is that we're here to improve access to health care, to add continuity to care, and to try to break down the barriers for whatever a person may need in their quest for wellness, whether it be mental health or drug problems or maternity or surgery. We try to find the right direction with the right insurance for that person, and that in itself is quite a job. So that we do spend a lot of time doing that.
Oh, well, I'm sure you do. It's a challenge for everybody to go figure this whole thing out. One day it'll get simplified, but not today. one day.
Right.
One day. You spend a good amount of your practice, and I think this is great, and this is also something that my opinion is that it can be improved upon within the whole medical industry. Like, I hurt myself, I need help, okay, that's great, but how do I stay healthy? What is it that I need to do? What do I need to do to prevent things, prevent being overweight, prevent diabetes, to stay and live that healthier lifestyle? So how important or how big of a factor is that when with your facility, when it comes to bringing in these different people to speak on various topics?
Well, each of our providers themselves will probably tell you that they have an area that they really feel strong in, and periodically they'll announce that they're going to give a speech on diabetes, and that is something that we find here is quite prevalent, and along with obesity. So those are two subjects that we do work hard on, and we have pamphlets, and within the visit itself, we'll talk to the person and then give them a referral if they need to deal with, if they're having difficulty dieting or if they need some other intervention. We do work on that with the clients and the patients. We also work on STDs in the community, and we I give lectures on STDs because I think that people may be surprised, but we do have infections in the community that need to be addressed, and a lot of young people are not getting the full information that they need. So we do have pamphlets and programs and little groups that we'll hold on at together. If we find that is a group that would like to talk about that, we would offer that.
Right. That's great. It really is great. You know, it's the preventative side is so incredibly important to everything that we are trying to accomplish. And you, as the business owners that are out there, we've discussed this time and time again, you know, the fact that one of the greatest risks we have is actually, you know, getting sick or becoming, putting ourselves into a position where we cannot execute our business plan for one reason or another. Some of it just happens. Some of it's self-inflicted. It's the self-inflicted stuff that really is something that we can prevent, should be able to prevent. And Mildred, you're giving us one of those tools, the big tool, the communications tool, the knowledge tool that will allow us to prevent as much as we possibly can some of the issues that are affecting our society. So I would just wanted to take a moment to say thank you so much, you know, for doing that, for making sure that this information is getting out to the community and meeting the community where the community is coming into the store anyhow. So I think that's really terrific.
Yeah, we really, and also I have to say that the atmosphere working within a big box store, it's very cheerful. So, it's a different than being in a regular side practice that's not within a store. So when we're when we're in our practice, we can look out into the store. And so right now the holidays are coming, so we hear the Christmas music, and it's a different atmosphere in general. That the day goes very quickly, and the patients, the consumers, seem to also be in a different spirit. It feels if they were breaking a barrier of fear by being here. And so I know traditionally that a lot of people had white coat fever and or fear. And I said fear. I'm sorry about that. And that seems to have been dissipated just by being in this environment. So that is a side benefit we hadn't even thought of.
That's great. You know, and we title this Meeting Clients Where Clients Meet. And it's so important to be in that right spot. You know, the right spot from a location standpoint, you know, certainly one thing, but the right spot and delivering that right atmosphere, as you're talking about over here, it's a positive atmosphere. You're talking about people's medical issues, but you're delivering it in a positive way by giving them the information in a positive store where and it's convenient to them, and everything else is good along with it. That's a super important message that you are delivering that every business owner really should be paying attention to. You know, we all do things, but how to deliver it in the best way possible Mildred does. It seems like you're doing it.
Well, thank you. And so one of the things that when we were first developing our plan of how this would look, we, as nurses together, because we're a group of nurses, sat down and said, what is it we didn't like about the entrance into healthcare? And we thought were barriers, and what were the barriers? And we thought fear, finance, the fear of the unknown. So we tried to break down those barriers, and we made a entrance into our site that looks very much like a Four Seasons hotel rest area. So that the little window and who are you and what are you and all those questions and do you have the finances are not out in the public eye, and it's a much more relaxed atmosphere. And we're able, we've developed a patient flow that the patient actually goes into a separate room once they're in, and all the pertinent private information is then obtained in that room before they are seen in the exam room. So we like the development that we've done with patient flow and the ability for them to be sitting in a relaxed area that it doesn't feel stressful.
Right. That's great, because it is all about the experience, regardless of the kind of business. You know, delivering that right experience from the moment they step into the store, or in your case, the moment they step into the store that houses your place of business, but the moment they stepped in, it needs to be inviting, it should be inviting, and in your case, comforting also, and private, and understanding that whole process of what's going through their mind as much as yours is really incredibly important, and you've been doing a great job delivering that. Mildred, we only have about 3 minutes left. So if somebody is a nurse practitioner, they want to get into the industry, and they're thinking about which way to go, whether I go the route this way, where they can be a little bit more independent working for an outfit like yours, or going the route of some of the bigger institutions, what are you telling them? How are you mentoring the nurse practitioners that are actually coming through your place? What message would you like to deliver to them?
I'd like them to come and really think about, does their personality, is it comfortable in having a lot of autonomy and decision-making, and do they find it stressful or do they find it invigorating and challenging? And I think that that is, know yourself is a very important adage. But I would encourage many nurses to realize that they may have more strength within themselves than they had realized. And when they're doing their clinical rotation with us, we like to forge that independence as much as possible.
And it's a great thing to highlight, because there are different ways that we bring our best selves out. And a lot of times
yes.
It's those situations that we fall into or we place ourselves into that all of a sudden bring that out. The fact that you are able to do this with the nurse practitioners when they're doing their rotation and bring them into a smaller, more independent setting rather than an institutional setting to show them the different ways of thinking. The thought process, you know, is really great. And I'm sure that's a long-lasting experience that they will always take with them and make the correct decision for themselves going forward.
Well, years ago I used to do a round table. I worked in a speakers bureau, and I did this round table for Malloy nurse practitioner students. And I would speak to them about hanging their shingle and that nurses legally were allowed to do this. And even nurses that are not nurse practitioners, if they stay within their protocol, they also can have autonomy. And I would see the students understand what I was saying, but I felt they didn't digest it. And by opening my own practice in Greenport many years ago and then a second one in Riverhead, by actually being an example with other nurse practitioners also who have their own practice, we are actually changing the environment, and it's becoming natural to see a shingle hanging from a nurse. And that has been a long process, a 20-year process for society to understand that nurses are not competing to be a doctor. They are a wonderful entrance into healthcare and able to maintain a primary setting for continuity of care.
Well said. And again, Mildred Ehrenfeld, I want to thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your experiences with the facility, how you have come to really understand that it is about the client, how you serve them, how you're helping nurse practitioners in their own career path too. And again, thank you so much for taking the time today to join us on Strategies of Success.
I appreciate your taking the time to hear our story and serve the community and keep up a good job. Thank you.
Thank you. So, thank you so much. I always find these things incredibly inspiring. And there's so much to learn from our guests as we speak with them. So Mildred Ehrenfeld opens up a facility to help the community with when it comes to their medical needs. But she's doing so much more than that. She's helping everybody learn about what it is that she's doing and what they could do in order to better themselves. That's important. Creating that whole experience inside the store that's positive for everybody, something that everybody should consider when it comes to their business. But the most important thing is really understanding what you are best at doing. So go out, experience different things, look at things from a different standpoint, from an employee standpoint, from an employer standpoint. Are you better at a big firm, small firm? Are you better directly working with somebody, or are you better off serving the people that are helping somebody else? We all have talents in ourselves. All have talents. Find a mentor like Mildred Ehrenfeld. Find somebody that works for you that will help you become the best that you possibly can be so you, too, can serve the community like Nightingale Management Services is. My name is Brian Cohen. This has been Strategies of Success. Find your strength. Follow it. Make it happen. Serve the community the best way that you possibly can.